Good morning. For the record, today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. The time is 10:03 a.m. And this is a, first of all, a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia being held in the Commission Hearing Room at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the Chairman of the Public Service Commission, and seated to my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort. To my left is Commissioner Willie L. Phillips. This meeting is being held pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. The Commission has scheduled this meeting to consider formal case matters that require Commission action. The proposed agenda for today's meeting was posted on the Commission's website and in the Commission Secretary's office on Monday, April 6, 2015. It was amended and reposted on Tuesday, April 7, 2015 to add two matters. And the two matters that were added to the original agenda were item number 3 regarding formal case number 1128 and item number 4 regarding gas tariff 97-3, gas tariff 06-1, and formal case 1027. Commissioner Fort and Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the amended agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And the chair votes yes, the amended agenda is adopted. Therefore, there are five items, action items, before the Commission today. They are number 1, informal case number 1110, in the matter of the application of Washington Gas Light Company for approval of a weather normalization adjustment. The order denies Washington Gas Light Company's application for approval of a weather normalization adjustment, and WGL may request, may include a request for a weather normalization adjustment in its next base rate case filed before the Commission. The second item is informal case number 1123 in the matter of the Potomac Electric Company's notice to construct a 230 kV, 138 kV, 13 kV substation and four 230 kV, 138 kV underground transmission circuits on Buzzard Point. The order number 1 denies DC Climate Action's petition to intervene. Number 2 denies Advisory Neighborhood Commission 6D's motion to file a request for permission, for petition for leave to intervene out of time and petition for leave to intervene. Denies ANC 6D's and DC Climate Action's motion to convene an expedited working group. Denies the Office of People's Counsel's request to convene an expedited working group. Grants OPC's motion for leave to file comments out of time. Grants OPC's motion for leave to reply and limited reply to the Potomac Electric Power Company's opposition to comments concerning proposed substation. Grants ANC 6D's and DC Climate Action's motion for leave to reply and limited reply to PEPCO's opposition to motions concerning the proposed substation. Directs PEPCO to convene a community advisory group in accordance with 15 DCMR 2107 and to file quarterly reports and information as directed in the order. Finally, authorizes PEPCO to proceed with construction of the 230 kilovolt substation and four 230 kV, 138 kV underground transmission circuits on Buzzard Point. And the Commission moves into the record DR 1123-2015E-11, PEPCO's response to staff data request number 3, which was filed on January 20th, 2015, and moves into the record excerpts from the recent audits performed for the Commission by Siemens and the Liberty Group. Item number 3 is informal case 1128. In the matter of the formal complaint of Integris Energy Services Natural Gas, LLC, for itself and in its capacity as agent for PEPCO Energy Services, Inc., Direct Energy Services, LLC, Novec Energy Solutions, Inc., and Bollinger Energy, LLC, regarding operational flow order noncompliance penalties levied by Washington Gas Light Company for the period January through March 2014. The order revises the issues previously designated for the hearing. That hearing is scheduled for June 17, 2015 in this matter. Item number 4 is Gas Tariff 97-3 in the matter of the application of Washington Gas Light Company for authority to amend its rate schedule number 6. Gas Tariff 06-1 in the matter of the application of Washington Gas Light Company for authority to amend general service provision number 23, and formal case 1027 in the matter of the emergency petition of the Office of People's Counsel for an expedited investigation of the distribution system of Washington Gas Light Company. The order approves the contractor and subcontractor proposed by Washington Gas Light Company for the audit, which was ordered by order number 17203. The order shall be performed in part as a management audit and in part as an agreed upon procedure or AUP engagement, as outlined in order number 17845. Within 10 days of the date of this order, Commission staff, the auditors, and Washington Gas will meet to determine the appropriate management audit and AUP engagement procedures to test and achieve the objectives for both the management audit and the AUP engagement. In additionally, Washington Gas shall file a template for the AUP practitioner's report with the Commission within 10 days of that meeting. Comments and reply comments on the template are due within 15 and 30 days of the filing of the template respectively. And the final item, number 5, is Gas Tariff 2014-02 in the matter of Washington Gas Light Company's application to amend rate schedules numbers 1 and 1A. This is a notice of final tariff. It gives notice of the Commission's intent to take final action approving Washington Gas Light Company's proposed tariff amendment. And the tariff amendment updates and clarifies the late payment charge applicable to Washington Gas's residential customer classes and removes obsolete language. The amendment will become effective upon publication of this notice of final tariff in the DC Register. All in favor of approving the recommended notice of final tariff and the orders, please indicate by stating yes.
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 The chair votes yes. The vote being unanimous, the notice of final tariff and the orders are approved. Now, announcements. The next open commission meeting is scheduled for April 23rd, 2015, and it will be at 12 noon. That is a change in date from the originally scheduled April 22nd meeting and a change in time to 12 noon. The Commission will also hold a closed session immediately following the open meeting to discuss formal cases listed in the Notice of Intent to Close Meetings, which was posted on the Commission's website on Tuesday, April 7th. The proposed agenda for the next Commission meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting, and a webcast or archive of today's meeting will be posted on the Commission's website within 48 hours. There being nothing further, this open meeting is adjourned.